The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, good morning and welcome to our Tuesday morning sitting. And I'm just delighting in seeing all these names, the good number of people that I know. And it's been... And also the fact that already there are over 200 people watching this, I imagine going to meditate with us, is phenomenally encouraging that people come together to meditate, that so many people are meditating at the same time. And of course, there are many more people around the globe who are meditating this very time, let alone different time zones, different times of morning. There are people who get up in the morning and they meditate, like those of us in California are doing here now. And the idea that we meditate in community, the idea that we meditate with a shared intention, a shared practice, I think is very inspiring and certainly inspiring to me, and always gives me a lot of hope in having so many people touching into themselves, touching into their hearts, in the way that this mindfulness meditation does. So thank you for being here. And so, we will meditate. And to take your usual, maybe, or take a meditation posture, and gently acknowledge that what you're about to do, or what you are now doing, have a clear sense, clear, articulated, almost ritual acknowledgement to yourself that now you're going to be meditating. There's a tradition in Buddhism that whatever place that you're sitting at is your bodhimanda. The bodhimanda is a Pali Sanskrit term for the seat of awakening. In Buddh Gaya, there's the bodhimanda where the Buddha became awakened. And to acknowledge now, here, where the place you're in, on, this is your place to meditate. This is the time and the place. And so, in this place, in this time, with the purpose of being present, big part of what you'll be present for is your own experience. And to sit here knowing your experience as it's happening. Because we know that it's very valuable to really be in touch with, meaning to feel with your whole body, to be aware of, meaning to experience with your whole field of perception, awareness, the experience that you're having in the moment, that this personal experience of the moment is the doorway to wisdom, to compassion, and to freedom. And so as you sit here now, what is your immediate, direct experience of sitting here in a body? And as I like to say, what is the experience your body has of itself? So it's not so much that you're aware from the control tower in the head looking down, but a big part of the awareness is the awareness the body has, this way the body senses sensations, the pulsing, vibrating, warm and cold, heavy and light, expanding and contracting body. And if you take a few deep breaths, you will feel the expansion of the rib cage, the torso, as you'd breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, you'll feel the settling of that, the contraction, the coming back in. And taking some deep breaths and riding on the waves of expansion and contraction of the torso. And letting the breathing return to normal. And as you do this meditation session, you might be a little extra alert, aware, that when you wander off in thought, get lost or preoccupied with thinking, that notice how when that happens, there's often a loss of our direct experience. There's a loss of being in touch with or sensing, feeling the physicality, the immediacy of what's happening in the mind, in the body. And when you notice that, give yourself back into, give yourself over to your body, the direct experience. And if there is thought, thinking, let it be in the wake, let it be a byproduct of experiencing things directly. And one way for that to happen is very gently, quiet as a whisper in the mind, to have a single word, a mental note, or a single phrase, field notes, describing what direct experience is, not to take you away from your experience, but to connect you to it. And at the center of it all, let there be the breathing, riding on the waves of inhale and exhale. One breath at a time. If you find yourself thinking a lot, change how you're thinking from the thoughts that take you away from direct experience to thinking very simple mental notes, labels. The name, label your direct experience. And do that naming of your direct experience in a very relaxed, soft way. Being content with whatever label comes up. It doesn't have to be accurate. Just to keep you connected, pointing you in the direction of the immediacy of direct experience. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, there is a tradition in Buddhism of dedicating the merit of any practice event that we do. And to make this not just an aspiration, you might consider from the vantage point of the end of this sitting and how you feel. How on this day, or if it's nighttime for you tomorrow, how can you make the world a little better place? How can the state that you're in now, if you're a little bit calmer, more settled, more aware, whatever, more patient, how could this, whatever is happening to you now, how could this provide a reference point for how you might benefit the lives of the people around you? May all beings be happy. Thank you very much.